With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is expected to announce a $12 billion farm aid package shortly. It would be aimed at offsetting losses from tariffs and falling crop prices. The plan features direct payments to farmers under a new USDA program. The Supreme Court today hearing arguments over the president's powers to remove certain personnel from federal departments. Here's correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
Lawyers for the administration are defending President Donald Trump's decision to fire Federal Trade Commissioner Rebecca Slaughter without cause. The court's six conservative justices have already signaled strong support for the administration's position over the objection of their three liberal colleagues. By allowing Slaughter and the board members of other agencies to be removed from their jobs, even as their legal challenges continue to play out. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Should the court side with the administration, it would overturn a 90-year-old decision limiting when presidents may fire board members. Paramount is challenging the $72 billion Netflix deal to buy up Warner Brothers Discovery.
Paramount is going straight to Warner Brothers shareholders with a $30 per share cash offer for the entirety of Warner Brothers Discovery. Paramount's offer is worth about $25 billion more than the Netflix deal and includes cable networks CNN and Discovery, which are left out of the Netflix deal. This is the same bid that Warner Brothers rejected in favor of the offer from Netflix in a merger that would alter the U.S. entertainment landscape. Rich Thomason reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, Paramount has gone hostile now in its pursuit of that Warner Brothers deal, offering $74.4 billion in cash to try and win over investors. On Wall Street right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down by 281 points, and NASDAQ down by 70. This is SRN News. Some liberal churches are sprinkling politics on their Christmas celebrations.
The issue seems to be President Trump's efforts to expel illegal immigrants. A smattering of congregations across the country are erecting signs decrying the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Department, along with their nativity scenes. Bible scholars point out that Jesus, Mary, and Joseph were not illegal immigrants. Their flight to Egypt was simply a move to another province within the greater Roman Empire. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Internet has become a powerful weapon for anti-Semitic groups to get their messages out and to recruit people. Experts warn the next frontier for such extremists is artificial intelligence. Anti-Semitic organizations are already using AI tools to create targeted propaganda and manipulate images as well as audio and video messages. And to be so smart when they're doing it, they manage to avoid all detection. This is SRN News. To get at some very important critical minerals, the U.S. is not only prepared to drill down, but to drill down under. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the mineral supply chain came up during today's talks with his Australian counterpart.
We have to have critical mineral supplies and supply chains that are reliable and that are diverse and not overly invested in one place where they can be used as leverage against us or our partners of the world.
Rubio and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth met today with their Australian counterparts here in Washington. Congressman Jim Jordan believes Republicans' health care reform plans are far superior to those being proposed right now by the Democrats.
We want a bill in the health care area that health savings accounts, association health plans, ability to purchase insurance across state lines, all those things that create more choice, more competition, and bring down costs. That's what we want versus more subsidies into a system that just has all kinds of fraud.
That is Ohio Republican Jim Jordan. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.